Our gospel today is from Luke chapter 14, verses 1 through 14. One Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. There in front of him was a man suffering from dropsy. Jesus asked the Pharisees and experts in the law, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. So taking hold of the man, he healed him and sent him away. Then he asked them, "If one of you has a son or an ox that falls into a well on the Sabbath day, will you not immediately pull him out?" And they had nothing to say. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. "When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, 'Give this man your seat.' Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, 'Friend, move up to a better place.' Then you will be honored in the presence of all your fellow guests. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or relatives, or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." This is the gospel of our Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, open our eyes, our ears, our hearts, our minds, our lives to your word. Teach us in this time. In Jesus' name, amen. Abraham Lincoln said, "What kills a skunk is the publicity it gives itself." A woman named Helen Nielsen said these very revealing words, "Humility is like underwear, essential but indecent if it shows." Who do you think was the most humble person on the earth in the Old Testament? Well, you said Moses, you're right. Now, Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. That's from Numbers 12:3. Moses was the most humble man in the Old Testament, but who do you think was the most humble person in all the Bible? That honor would need to belong to none other than Jesus, God's Son. Jesus knows about being humble. Being God, he humbled himself and he came to this earth as a human baby. Jesus was fully God, but also became fully human at the same time, yet without sin. The Apostle Paul described Jesus being humble this way, "And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross." Philippians 2:8. This idea of or attitude of being humble is so important that Jesus spoke about it a number of times, some of which I'll mention here. Jesus said in Matthew 11, a familiar verse, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Matthew 11:29. And from Matthew 23, it says, "For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." A verse very similar to ours today. Even the Apostle Paul strongly encouraged Christians to be humble. He said this in Ephesians 4, "Be completely humble. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing one with one another in love." And even the brother of Jesus wrote about being humble. He gives more grace. That is why Scripture says, "God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble." James 4:6. And verse 10 a little later, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up, right? The Apostle Peter wrote even this in 1 Peter 5:6, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may, in due time, lift you up. And then Psalm 10:4 says, in his pride, the wicked man does not seek him. In all his thoughts, there is no room for God. So, isn't it interesting that in the Old Testament too, which I didn't read many verses from, but in the Old Testament and also the New Testament, all throughout it says, be humble. It's continually teaching and reminding people to be humble. Why is it that human beings have to be reminded to be humble? Because we have a pride problem, right? It's part of our fallenness. Now, I want to make sure I mention this to the children especially, thinking that, you know, when I say pride here, I'm not speaking about school pride. You know, I'm not speaking about even having pride in your own accomplishments with thankfulness to God for what you've done. I'm not speaking of that kind of pride. I'm talking about the kind of pride that basically will separate us from God, the kind of pride that separates us from individuals, you know, and our family. The kind of pride that says, I'm sufficient and I don't need you. I don't need you, God, and I don't need other people. That goes against what God says in Scripture, especially regarding himself and also the body of Christ. But our being humble or not, it's going to affect our relationship with God, and it's also going to affect our relationship with other people, right? I mean, we all know how offensive a proud person can be to us. You know, we're watching some athlete, and they're just really arrogant and prideful and taking all the credit and not giving it to anybody else. I mean, that kind of turns us off. Some of us can probably think of certain individuals we'll list, you know, boom, boom, boom. And that's tough to listen to. When someone says, I'm good at this, I'm good at that, or whatever, we just kind of think, boy, they got to grow up. You know, they got to figure something out here. If you think people are offended when they hear pride in others, imagine how God is offended when he hears pride in us. Because of today's verses, I put together a few humble helps to assist us in being humble. It's obvious that we're to be humble before God and others because the Scripture mentioned it so many times. I like this quote from a man named Dehan. He said it well. Humility is something we should constantly pray for, yet never thank God that we have. Humility is something we should constantly pray for, yet never thank God we have. I guess we run the risk of being in pride, huh? I've heard some of you say this. I'm so proud, I'm humble. Yeah. Of course, you don't mean that. I mean, you're joking when you say that. But so the first one is pray to be humble, but don't thank God you are humble. That's just kind of a fun little one there. In Luke 14, Jesus did say, though, when someone invites you to a wedding feast, that you're not to take the place of honor for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. And so the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, give this man your seat. Then humiliated, you'll have to take the least important place. I've never seen this happen at an event, like especially a wedding invitation event, where people are just, no one is sitting, you know, at the tables and waiting in the back, waiting to be seated, you know. It's really fun. There's place cards. That's helpful, a great deal helpful. Then you know exactly where you need to sit, but sometimes you wonder, I don't know if we should sit over there or not, or few people are going to wait to the very end to find out where they're supposed to sit. It's not going to be an issue or a problem, I don't think. Jesus said, when you're invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, friend, move up to a better place. Then you'll be honored in the presence of your fellow guests. So, the second one is this. Humble yourself before someone else or God does. I mean, we know from Jesus' words that if we don't humble ourselves, we set ourselves up for someone else doing it for us. We don't want to do that. I mean, if I don't want to be humbled by somebody else, and I certainly don't want to have to be humbled by God, I should pray that I can remember to humble myself before someone else has to do it. You know, it's way too hard on me. It may be on you too. Sometimes we can be, it's just, you know, it's funny how we're still in the flesh and we still struggle with this sometimes. You know, it's just part of being in the flesh and that spiritual conflict that exists between us and God. You know, that He is the one who deserves all the praise. If we don't humble ourselves, somebody else or God will. Here's one from Psalm 18, verse 27. You save the humble, but bring low those whose eyes are haughty. And one from Psalm 147. The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. So we don't want to be humbled by God. Definitely. We pray that it can happen. He reminds us beforehand. A true test of being humble is to ask ourselves our motivation. Are we doing something for recognition? So ask, what is my motivation for doing something? Why am I doing what I am doing? In the last part of the gospel today, Jesus said, when you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or relatives, or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. What is a person's motivation for inviting other people or even hanging around with other people? Is it repayment? Jesus said that when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. The motivation then is to bless others. Consequently, you'll be blessed by God in heaven. Another humble help is found in the words of the writer of Hebrews. In Hebrews 13, we hear much about how a follower of Jesus should live. And all the things listed, like keep on loving each other. Remember those who are in prison as if you were fellow prisoners. And so on. And keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Are all consequences of living a humble life or having fruits of a humble life. But how are they made possible? That's the question. How can those things happen? All those things he lists in Hebrews 13. The key to living a humble life and a life like mentioned in Hebrews is what is mentioned in verses 5 and 6 of Hebrews. Listen to this. Because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. And the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? My point is this, that God is with you. You know, He is never going to forsake you, He's never going to leave you. God is present. He is faithful. God is faithful. Put that in there. Faithful, faithful, and circle it. We can trust Him because He is faithful. He is humble. He will do what needs to be done, and we pray that we can do the same. Because God is faithful, we can trust Him to help us to be humble. He is the only one who can help make that possible. It's just so impossible otherwise. So we have also this next point here. Remember who the God of the Bible is. How are you going to do that? You have to read it. But remember who the God of the Bible is. And then we were going to know who we are. I was speaking with someone this week and mentioning this, and this person would say that they have not... They pray, and things are just a mess in their life, but they pray. But I said, do you hear God? He says, no. I said, it's like talking to your wife and keep talking and talking and talking and never listen to her. I mean, that's not a good idea. You need to listen to God. How do you do that best? In His Word. That's primary. When you remember who God is, you're going to remember who you are. Keep your focus on the exalted one. You know, he is the exalted one. He's the one to be praised. When we keep our focus on him, we're going to remember who we are. And it'll be an instantaneous humbleness because he is so great. Well, by grace through faith in Jesus, we are forgiven sinners by grace, and we are in need of God's perfect love every day because we still live in this fallen world. By God's grace, we can be humble because he has made us a new creation in Christ. That's one of those things that comes from God, humbleness. Being humble is part of the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. It's an ongoing thing that happens day by day, as long as we're in this body. I still like that saying, humility is like underwear, essential but indecent if it shows. If it shows, we're apparently showing off something. We ask God to give us his Holy Spirit and help us be humble, because that's what he is. I'm going to close with an illustration that is from Tim Hansel, Eating Problems for Breakfast. He says, Wakefield tells the story of a famous inventor, Samuel Morse, who was once asked if he ever encountered situations where he didn't know what to do. Remember Morse code? Morse responded, more than once, and whenever I could not see my way clearly, I knelt down and prayed to God for light and understanding. Morse received many honors from his invention, the telegraph, but felt undeserving. Quote, I have made a vulnerable application of electricity, application of electricity, not because I was superior to other men, but solely because God, who meant it for mankind, must reveal it to someone, and he is pleased to reveal it to me. That's like a, it would be so great to be able to say that regarding anything in our life too. You know, I get to do this, not because I'm better than any other people, but because God's allowed me to do it. He's given me this opportunity to serve him in this capacity. Well, these are some humble helps. And pray that God will help us to be more humble by his grace. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we pray you will help us to be humble. In Jesus' name, amen.